Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Drew Barrymore says she won't bring back her daytime talk show until after the ongoing WGA strike is resolved. People were getting fired up about this last week.
Yeah, they were.
She announced that she was going to continue the taping of her show. She's like, you know, we're just going to use limited writing. It's fine. But her show is still covered by the WGA. So people were like, this is not right. You're not standing in solidarity with these writers. You need to pull back on your show. So
What was her take for trying to, like, do it again? Just that this is what the world needs right now. I started this show, I think is what I read. Like, the show is just... This gets you out of, like, your daily routine and the problems. This is your escape, and we haven't been able to provide it, so I'm going to do the show.
See, I think I misunderstood, because from, like, Jessica Chastain and other actors who've been out promoting films, from what I understood from them is SAG and the Writers Guild, they have these, like, stipulations. This is what we're trying to acquire. So those independent movies were like, we're going to abide by what they're trying to accomplish and not what is currently not what is currently standard right now in the industry. But it doesn't seem like that's what Drew was doing.
Yeah, and the other thing is with the promotional part, obviously with a daytime talk show, you would expect a lot of the content is going to be actors and actresses coming on to promote their stuff. And she said, well, we're not going to do any of that as well. So that'll also fall in line with standing in solidarity. Still, people just did not feel like it was right. So now they've made the decision to not air. I think it was supposed to start airing today. And she posted an apology video on Friday that she has since deleted.
I believe there's nothing I can do or say in this moment to make it okay. I wanted to own a decision so that it wasn't a PR protected situation. And I would just take full responsibility for my actions. I know there's just nothing I can do that will make this okay for those it is not okay with.
And now she has a text apology. So I guess her PR team wasn't really happy with whatever she posted, or maybe the backlash in the comments was just getting too much. So now she's posted a text photo on her Instagram. It says, I have listened to everyone and I'm making the decision to pause the show's premiere until the strike is over. I have no words to express my deepest apologies to anyone I have hurt. And of course, to our incredible team who works on the show and has made it what it is today. We really tried to find our way forward, and I truly hope for a resolution for the entire industry very soon.
I understand why she got so much backlash on it. The strength in negotiation, I think, here is the heavyweights in the industry, like Drew Barrymore, the ones that are taking a stand. So if they're not lining up in a for solidarity, for those that aren't making anywhere near what she's making, it's a real hit to them. So I think when you're in it, you make these decisions, you just forget that eventually this strike is going to be over, right? Mm-hmm. Who's going to want to come work on my show when I sold them out just a couple of months ago?
Okay, so let's hypothetical. Put yourself in Drew Barrymore's shoes, because you're like, you're a big deal in radio, and people look up to you. And what if there was, like, a radio strike? So you're trying to decide whether or not to go on strike. But by going on strike, we're not getting paid.
Right.
So, because we just did a photo shoot yesterday, and you see, like, this staff in front of you, and it's an embarrassment of riches. We have quite an extensive staff. So if you, as our leader, chooses to go on strike... Uh-huh. We're going to be without money for however long they've been without money.
Yeah, this is what I would do. There's what, 10 of us? Let's say there's 10 of us on staff. I'd pay 4 of you.
Now we just have to battle it out. Which four?
You guys are going to have to fight it out like Hunger Games.
okay.
Here is how I really feel about it. Is that, look, I've been doing this for a long time, and I have a nice little nest egg set up right now. So if we were to go on strike, my intention, I would have to run this by a couple of business people, would be to pay everybody on staff.
Gotcha.
If I could do that, that's what's being done.
Kind of like what the late night guys are doing by doing that podcast so they can help out their staff because everybody's on strike.
Right. Well, Bert proved us before, and I don't want to embarrass you, Bert, but when we went through the pandemic, radio stations were struggling getting advertisers, and Bert had to take a cut. I think Kristen did too, and you didn't. The rest of the staff didn't have to take a cut.
Oh, I forgot.
We were nice back then.
Because of Bert and Kristen, and I will personally never forget that.
I totally forgot it. So thanks for bringing it back up.
I totally forgot about that too. Those days are over though. If that happens again, that's
a one time, not a repeat. Yeah.
We can only be nice once in this career.
But, I mean, Drew's a newer show, so I think she just thought she was going to do the best for as many people as possible, trying to meet in the middle, trying to make a compromise, and it honestly backfired. Russell Brand is being accused of serious crimes by five different women. I'll tell you how he's responding on your next eBuzz on The Bert Show.
The Bert Show.